T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Before you say anything, just remember this.
Okay, go ahead.
Keep this in mind.
I'm keeping it in mind.
All right?
Go ahead.
The uniforms that have leaked out on the internet
may not be the real
have
ones.
Not been confirmed.
But they got all these
the
Jets are wearing them,
doesn't
though.
Matter. First of all, there's a thing called Photoshop. So it's very easily, right. These could be uniforms that were placed on a player.
Let me say this, okay?
Yes.
The uniforms that they have that I'm looking at are not bad. I mean, the one where they got a picture here with Sam Darnold here.
Right.
It looks like the 80s uniforms.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Are they badass? That's the key question.
Oh,
are
God.
They badass? Would you define them as badass?
Here's what I want to be.
Badass.
Here's what I want. I want my football team to be badass in a way that they're badass to the rest of the NFL.
No, okay? I know.
That's what I want. I don't. The uniform. Oh, who cares? And if we really need black in the Jets color. There's no black in the Jet colors. Do I need to see black in a completely black uniform? I mean, really, bro? Do we need that?
Well, we didn't need any change.
I mean,
there's nothing.
There's no reason.
There's a lot of things wrong with the Jets.
Right.
The jerseys haven't been one of them.
Here you got this iconic uniform, okay? Really, seriously. The only uniform they won a Super Bowl in. So, you know what? Look, we know. Let's take attention away from the team, which actually should be a good team this year, all right? You made a lot of nice moves in free agency. You know, the whole deal. And hopefully the draft's going to be a home run, all of that. You really need to change the uniforms? Why?
You know why?
Tell me why.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because they have a focus group that told them.
Focus group.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
If we change the jerseys.
Oh, my God.
We can sell more, make more money. The younger generation's going to eat it up.
Oh,
who cares what Beningo thinks?
Well,
take them off.
Hate me. You know, right? Let's be honest.
So let's do it.
The Jets hate me. And all you need. No, it's true. And all you need to know. Okay.
Yes.
All right, is this. And is this, when I heard this today, I'm like, this is so typical of the Jets, all right? So, we have Avery Williamson on all the time. He's our good buddy. We love Avery, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The Jets called the CMB show, and I got no problem with CMB having Avery Williamson on. That's fine. I got no issue with it whatsoever. And I talked to Maggie already. It's all good. No issue with it. But the Jets called their show to see if they could put Avery on to talk about the uniforms. Now, that's fine. Like I said, I don't care. Let them put Avery on it. I got no issue with that. I don't have any exclusive thing that Avery's got to come on with us. But what gets me is, do you think the Jets would call our show? Now, here's the two huge Jet fans, okay? You know, one real ass and a guy that's still too young to be in that category yet.
Partial ass.
He'll be there.
Yeah. Well, I got no Super Bowl, so I'm getting there.
Right. Badass. Two badass guys. That's what we are. Right?
Yeah.
Right? That's certainly what the Jets think we are. Not in a good way.
Dumbass.
Okay? Right. Exactly. Well, that. Of course, I've been a Jet fan 54 years. How could I not? But do you think that they would, like, have Avery come on with us? Of course not. You know why? Because the Jets know that I'm going to kill the uniforms. Because who the hell needs new uniforms? How about winning a freaking Super Bowl? And the owner, oh, we got badass uniforms. But you know what? There's no mandate on the play. We haven't been in the playoffs in 8 years. There's no mandate on it. No mandate. We spent zillions on Le'Veon Bell and C.J. Mosley, and we got the third pick in the draft, and maybe we got a real franchise quarterback, and we finally got rid of the horrible head coach and all of that. Okay? But we got badass uniforms. And there's no playoff mandate.
But think about this, Joe. As annoyed as you may be about it right now, imagine if they pulled this last year or the year before. Where there wasn't new head coach.
Right.
Whether we like him or not,
they're really trying to take
coach.
Attention from the disgrace
right.
that the team is.
Right. They had a good offseason. They changed coaches, which they needed to do.
Right.
Changed the entire coaching staff, which they needed to do. They were aggressive in free agency. They added the best offensive player in free agency, Le'Veon Bell.
They did.
So this isn't
Love
even...
the rap video, by the way.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we'll be singing it at the Super Bowl. Or we'll be cursing it when they're 6-10. It's one or the other. Be burning it at 5-11. We'll be dancing to it. Where's the Super Bowl this year? Florida?
Miami.
Right,
that's why we're trying to go.
Joe.
Because we know our team won't
If
be
the
there.
Jets are in the Super Bowl, we will be clubbing to Le'Veon Bell's rap song. That's what we'll do. Absolutely. We'll be so happy.
If the Jets win the Super Bowl, I actually will try to learn the words to it and try to rap to do the song myself.
That's going
to
be amazing.
Right? Can you see me that?
Yes, I can.
It's not exactly, you know, Frank Sinatra, but I will try to do that.
Going to be fantastic. So this isn't even the offseason where they needed to take attention away. It's been a good offseason.
Right. And there's no need to do this.
We have hope here as fans.
Right.
We have hope. So I saw them. Again, I don't know if this is what the uniforms are going to be. I'm not angry. I don't like them. Yeah, I'd rather keep what they have.
My biggest problem, like I said, the regular green in the uniform is not terrible. You know, it looks like they got the old helmet from the 80s. It almost looks like the 80s uniform, which I can live with. That's fine. I got no problem with the old 80s uniform. But, I mean, the fact that they got this stupid alternative uniform, okay, and I even get the Titan uniform because they were the Titans at one time, even though the colors are nowhere near what the Jets are.
Right. It's a part of their history.
Right. So, I get that.
Yeah, yeah.
But do I need, and not that I like them, but do I need the black? Do I need all black?
Do you remember
the Jets?
Do you remember, it must have been a decade ago, when the Giants wore the all red jerseys?
That was another one. Yeah, yeah.
That was an abomination.
The only thing I will say about that is that red is part of the giant color
it
scheme.
It is. Yes.
This
but
is not.
I understand that, but that was still
no,
not
was
the
dumb.
Giants.
No, it was ridiculous.
They're big blue.
Right.
They're not big red.
It's ridiculous. Right. Right.
So this has been done by franchises that.
But it just kills me how to get these focus, Greg. You said, focus, they know nothing about football. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Okay? Nothing. They don't even know there's four downs, you know, in football. Okay? They think it's three like Canada.
And they think that if you miss a field goal on third down, you can try again.
You can still kill. Right, exactly right. And these people are the ones that are saying, oh, you know what? I think it'd be a great idea. We can make more, like you said, make more money. We could draw the younger fans. All the people that bought Sam Darnold jerseys last year now going to have to buy them again because it's not the same uniform. Right, all of that. Thank God I didn't buy the Sam Darnold or any jersey last year except throwback jerseys. Bought a Don Maynard jersey last year, Wesley Walker. I got to get Kevin Mawai, too, now that he's in the Hall of Fame. But with that said, I mean, and that's, yeah, how about winning? You know, you want fans, you want people being, you know, pumped up about the Jets. Here's how you do it. You start winning Super Bowls. You have a team that's in the playoffs year after year after year. You have competent head coaching. You have competent ownership, okay? How about that? How about that? That's how you get people. That's how you become what the Patriots have become, what the Steelers have become, what the Cowboys have been over the years. I know the Cowboys
not recently, but
they haven't won in a million years. I get that.
Right.
But still, you know, that's what it's about. That's how you get a national fan base.
Hey, the Seattle
if that's
Seahawks
what you're looking for.
Started selling jerseys not because of what they did to their jerseys, but because they had the Legion of Boom defense and they
won. They won Super. They
that's
won a Super Bowl. They went to two in a row.
Because the truly badass thing is to be good and win.
That's it.
That's truly badass, Mr. Johnson.
Amen.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.